So it's a book entitled Biography as Theology. And the author speaks about how what we believe is really shown out more in the story of our lives. And in this book, he recounts a story about two brothers, Clarence and Robert. And in the South, during the Civil Rights Movement, Clarence got involved in interracial work when people were staging sit-ins in restaurants and marching down streets and starting riots with police. When Clarence started to get under fire, he turned to his brother Robert for help, especially legal help, because his brother was a prominent lawyer and a politician. But Robert refused to help him. They both had committed their lives to Jesus together, and Clarence then confronted his brother about his commitment to Jesus. Robert defended himself by saying this: "I follow Jesus up to a point. I follow him to the cross, but not on the cross. I'm not getting myself crucified." So Clarence then looked at his brother and said, "Robert, you're not a follower of Jesus. You're only an admirer of Jesus." Now, I have to admit, when I read these words, I started to wonder myself, do I follow Jesus up to just a point? Do I really follow Jesus, or am I just an admirer of him? See, today's gospel speaks about the cost of following Christ. And when I look at the price, I think to myself, how much easier it is to be just an admirer of Jesus. To speak about how good Jesus is, how challenging his words are, how great he makes me feel, how he came to save us and offers his teaching about how to live a holy life, help the poor and the needy, to love and to forgive one another. Great things to admire. But we all know that it's quite another thing to actually do these things. You know, the first commandment is that we are to have nothing that comes before God in our life. Nothing. And Jesus says that God comes even before our family, our careers, or anything else we may love in this world. This is a nice thing to say. And maybe all admirers of Jesus would accept this saying. Admirers of Jesus might even say how Jesus was faithful to the Father and his will, and how wonderful it was that it came first in Jesus' life, and how we're called to do the same. Yet, it's another thing to follow him. To follow him in that same way. Yet, isn't that the real call? I mean, he says in the gospel that when we lose our lives in Jesus, we will find it, what life really is. And if we're to pick up our cross and follow him all the way to being crucified, we will live with him. You know, there are times when the full impact of Jesus' words, like today's gospel, I think hit home, when we're tempted to minimize what he's saying. Because it is hard for a young woman to pick up her cross and follow Jesus after being rejected and cast aside by someone she loves. It's hard for an old man to pick up his cross and follow Jesus as he faces the difficulty of growing old, losing a sense of life and strength that he once had. It's hard for people to come to a new country to pick up the cross and follow with faithfulness to Jesus as they start their new life. It's hard for a wife to pick up her cross and follow Jesus when her husband just gets up and leaves her. It's hard for a teenager to deal with the peer pressure of believing in the face of ridicule at school or by their friends. cross becomes clear, really clear, when someone decides to follow Christ at work or in the public, or when a family decides to put their faith first before anything else that demands their attention, they begin to know what it's like to pick up a cross. And yet, as followers of Jesus, we know that the words to pick up a cross and follow Him come with a price. It's so much easier to just be an admirer. But just like in the fifth station of the cross, my favorite of all of the stations of the cross, what we do in the stations of the cross is that even Jesus had help carrying the cross. I like that station of Simon of Cyrene who helps Jesus carry the cross. Because no one is to carry the cross alone. Because God sends people into our lives to help us carry them. Just like the Father must have sent Simon of Cyrene to help His Son, Jesus, on His way of being faithful to the Father's will. And so there's a big difference between being impressed by and admiring all that Jesus did. Even being impressed and inspired by all the saints, all that the saints did. Mother Teresa, or Thomas More, St. John Paul II, or St. Francis, or St. Dominic, and many of the others who began to follow. Because they had some skin in the game, as we said, so to speak. And oftentimes it's much easier to sit in the stands and to watch others from a distance and admire the things that they do, to be impressed with how faithfully they live the gospel. And maybe one day we might too. Would you consider yourself a follower of Jesus to the cross, or just an admirer? The one measure Jesus gives us to reflect on are the sacrifices we make with Christ to remain faithful to Him, the crosses we bear to be faithful to Jesus. Jesus says we are not worthy of Him unless we are willing to join Him, join with Him in sacrifice on the cross. And that makes a big difference between being a follower of Jesus and being just an admirer of Him.